This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Trump loyalist and political trickster Roger Stone has been sentenced in a case marked by an extraordinary move from Attorney General William Barr. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Stone was convicted last year of witness tampering and lying to Congress. Federal prosecutors initially recommended he serve 7 to 9 years, but Attorney General William Barr backed off that amid complaints from President Trump, leading to 4 prosecutors quitting the case. Stone has denied doing anything wrong, calling the case politically motivated. He's the 6th Trump aide or advisor convicted on charges stemming from Bob Mueller's Russia probe. The president's blasted it as part of a witch hunt, and amid speculation he would eventually pardon Stone, told reporters this week he hasn't thought about it.
But I think he's been treated very unfairly.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The World Health Organization says it is encouraged by the apparent decline in the number of cases of the deadly coronavirus in China, but the UN Health Agency is warning against complacency as that downward trend could change. Lisa Schlein has more.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there still is a window of opportunity to contain the outbreak, but warns that window may soon close.
WHO is doing everything we can to seize that window of opportunity, and we urge the international community to do the same.
The WHO is coordinating the global response in fighting the COVID-19 disease. Tedros says the WHO is focusing its efforts on strengthening fragile health systems in developing countries. He says the deadly virus must not be allowed to take root in vulnerable societies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.